So earlier this month, this came across my news desk. We talk about gun violence as a country pretty often, and it ends up in the political realm a lot, obviously. And a lot of us are divided on this, whether or not we need more gun control, whether or not we need more focus on mental health services, maybe a little bit of both. So this isn't really a political talk per se that we're going to be diving into. It's more of looking at where some of these dollars are going locally. And there's actually this really neat effort here in Connecticut, specifically in Fairfield County. There's going to be a kickoff reception and press event for this new project called Amplifying Resident Voices. So that event is happening tomorrow. And ahead of the event, we are planning to talk with the folks behind RYASAP. Now, that is RYASAP, and it stands for Regional Youth Adult Social Action Partnership. So I didn't really know an awful lot about RYASAP, but what I did learn is it was established back in 1985. It serves the greater Bridgeport region, and they work to ensure the safe and healthy development of young people, young adults, and families by actively engaging organizations, public officials, and community leaders around issues that matter to the community. Ipso facto, gun violence prevention. It is one thing that many families here and across the country are talking about pretty frequently. So it's no wonder that RYASAP joined up in partnership with Fairfield University's Center for Social Impact, as well as PT Partners, to design this new community violence project. And so to talk a little bit more about this and really the impact of this $1 million grant, by the way, that came from a huge foundation to look at the research project and dive into this, we have Mark Donald here, president and CEO of, again, RYASAP, I think is how you can pronounce it. Do you say R-Y-A-S-A-P or RYASAP, Mark?
RYASAP is the best way to say it.
Okay, cool. And again, standing for Regional Youth Adult Social Action Partnership. And Mark, welcome to WICC. Thanks for being here.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's talk about, first of all, $1 million in grant money going to this research project. And my understanding is you and two other entities are coming together to put this project, this research project together. What brought RYASAP, Fairfield U, and PT Partners together in the first place?
So in 2019, RYASAP was asked to lead a youth gun violence task force. So we convened a group of folks, including the police, government officials, community organizations, as well as, research folks. And on that were some people from PT Partners, as well as some people from Fairfield University. And through the task force, we recognized that there was kind of a key component missing in that we hadn't really asked the folks who were closest to the issue what their ideas were to solve the problem. So we decided to get together and we began conducting focus groups. And we realized what a rich possibility it was to really standardize this opportunity, train resident leaders at from PT Partners on how to conduct focus groups, collect data, and then implement the interventions that that they identify as keys to eliminating gun violence in Bridgeport.
Wow. Okay. So then you find out about this $1 million in grant money. And what are you doing with the money and where is it coming from and how did you end up on their radar?
Yeah, so the Tau Foundation has been a grantor of ours for several years, supporting social justice as well as some of our advocacy efforts. And recently they've gotten into more kind of grassroots funding, but also some innovative opportunities. And we felt like this opportunity we couldn't pass up. It's one of its kind in the nation as far as we know. And most importantly, it does invest in the grassroots. It pays people for their time, and it gives us, the expertise of a variety of researchers at Fairfield U to conduct the research and share it back with the residents of PT Partners and the other groups, and then determine how to best move forward. Mm. You know, at the task force, we had several people who were already intervening, including our Street Safe program, which works through a credible messenger model with young men who are already involved in gun violence or at high risk of getting involved. So we had those components, but what we were really missing was the resident voice that we were standardizing it and really taking the time to listen, to hear, and then to implement their suggestions. And thankfully, the TAL Foundation stepped up and has given us the opportunity to really, really have a look at it and see how we can continue to eliminate gun violence in Bridgeport.
So, again, we have Mark Donald here, who is the CEO and president of RIASAP, which is one of three entities that came together, and they have been doing focus groups and really researching and looking into gun violence prevention and some potential solutions to the problem and really getting your voices heard on this. Now, I'm just curious, Mark, are you still hosting any focus groups in the future, or is this money really going towards what you've already gathered and now putting solutions forward?
So, no, this is really the kickoff of the grant opportunity. It started January 1st. We've already held one focus group, and we'll continue to hold a few more before we start ending phase one of the solutions. And really the goal is to continue hearing from the residents of the public housing units in Bridgeport after we implement the interventions. Okay, how much did we learn from this? Are we more successful? Do we continue to eliminate gun violence? And I think what a lot of people don't realize is during the pandemic, Bridgeport was one of the few cities in the country where gun violence went down. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, we haven't eliminated it, and we think this is an opportunity to really get closer to zero.
We have Mark Donald here, and he is the CEO and president of Regional Youth Adult Social Action Partnership, also known as RIASAP. And RIASAP actually joined forces a few years back with PT Partners and Fairfield University's Center for Social Impact. And they have been conducting research. It's part of a project to address gun violence prevention and find solutions. And as Mark had mentioned just a few minutes ago, they've already started with focus groups. They've had their first one. They plan to have more in the future. But before we go to how people can get involved with this, Mark, do you mind actually sharing with us maybe some of the findings you have received so far, or maybe something that has surprised you with what people have given you as far as feedback?
Well, we're still really new into the process, but I mean, what we've heard, number one, is that the resident voice is powerful and is often overlooked, if not ignored. This gives us an opportunity to really celebrate their voice and give them an opportunity to say what the perception of gun violence. And I think, you know, probably the initial very preliminary results is the perception of gun violence in the public housing units. And, you know, unfortunately, their reality is that it's not conducted by residents of public housing typically. It's by folks who are, you know, unfamiliar to them, but coming into the neighborhood and doing the shooting or, you know, targeting, you know, certain young people, especially young men within the public housing units. So, you know, as we look to see, there's other kind of environmental factors that, you know, can play an issue and can, including the condition of the grounds and the potential for some green solutions, so to speak, you know, where we're improving the grounds and making it, you know, more pleasant and more inhospitable, I guess I should say, to gun violence. There's opportunities for public art. But at the end of the day, you know, this has to come from the residents. So that we can then implementation. And, you know, again, the TAL Foundation is taking a chance on something innovative, and we're confident that we're going to be able to implement these solutions to continue to eliminate gun violence in Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm. So if we have listeners who, and again, this is specifically for Bridgeport residents, if we have people who would like to be a part of the next focus group or one in the near future, first of all, are there any requirements of the people who are involved in this? And also, how do people sign up to be part of the next focus group?
So the focus groups are aimed at residents of public housing in Bridgeport, the Green Homes, P.T. Barnum, and Trumbull Gardens. So if they are a resident of either one of those, they can get in touch with the resident leaders. The name of the group that is leading the charge on this end that we're partnering with is P.T. Partners, which you said. So if a resident can contact a resident leader. They are all over the place within the housing units. They can participate. We do flyers, and we actually are providing transportation to the focus groups, which were going to be held at University of Bridgeport. And they can also check out ryasap.org, ryasap.org, for updates as it comes around.
And again, data collected throughout this process will be used to create more responsive and transformative structural solutions to address safety and violence. So if you want to get involved with this and you live in one of these complexes, you should be reaching out to be part of this. It's so important, especially if it is something you're worried about, that you get involved in and help to find solutions. And Mark Donald, I want to thank you and everyone involved with this collaboration. I know there's going to be a kickoff event for this tomorrow afternoon, and we'll certainly share that during our newscasts throughout the day in tomorrow's show. But I want to thank you so much for coming on today to talk to us about this grant money and where it's going to go and really the goals of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to share.
Absolutely. And again, Mark Donald, who is the president and CEO of RYASAP here on WICC. And again, just to reiterate, RYASAP standing for Regional Youth Adult Social Action Partnership. And we thank him for his time.